A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel is a prayer. It's worth reflecting on this Gospel. It teaches us something about the tensions and the impatience and the burdens and the challenges of each day, and perhaps in a special way in these unusual days. Biblically, the notion of a yoke in the time of Jesus, the yoke was an apparatus that was put upon two oxen in the form of a cross, and the oxen would there, with this yoke placed upon them, would be ready for plowing, pulling the plow, or carrying a load in an apparatus behind them. The interesting thing about the yoke for the oxen is the yoke had to be fitted for the particular pair of oxen. In other words, you couldn't take a yoke that fitted one pair of oxen and use it for another. It had to be fitted for the oxen. And therefore, there was something about the yoke fitting the oxen, and therefore the yoke that Jesus speaks about here somehow is meant to fit those who come to him. So he says, all you who are heavily burdened, weighed down with the cares and the troubles of life, come to me and I will give you rest. Your souls will find rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. For the yoke that Jesus gives those who come to him is the yoke of rest. It's the yoke of inner peace. So he's come to me and I will give you a yoke that fits you and responds to the needs which you have in this moment. Bring your burdens and I will give you rest. The cares, the challenges, the conflicts of the time, bring them into prayer. Sanctify them. Make them holy by offering them up to the Lord, and accept the power of Jesus Christ, the grace of God, to be able to see the burdens and the challenges of these days in a new way. And then you will find rest. Your souls will be rested. For Jesus is meek and humble of heart. He will call you and call me to be meek, to be humble. It doesn't speak of the worldly power or worldly solutions. It calls us to be meek, to be gentle, to be forgiving, to overlook. That's the yoke of Jesus Christ. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When we are heavily burdened, what we need the most is a relationship. We need a place, a person to whom we can go and share the burdens which we carry and find that in the relationship with Jesus Christ, we will find rest. That's a prayer, perhaps a much needed prayer today, given the tensions and the burdens and the conflicts, which are very much part of our social order, and even in the church, the conflicts we have, the certainties we have, the judgments we make about other people, the exclusions we have, All of these things bother us. They create conflicts. They unsettle our spirits, Jesus says. Bring them to the Lord. Bring them to Jesus. He is meek and humble of heart. And when Jesus teaches us to be meek and to be humble of heart, our souls will find rest. That happens in a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not keeping a law. It's belonging to a relationship. Now that's the prayer for today, because this day, it may well be that we'll encounter conflicts and differences, and somewhere, let it go. Bring it to prayer. Be conscious of the presence of Jesus Christ. To be meek and humble, and then your souls will find rest. Amen.